to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. What's going on? Welcome back to the show. I am like so pumped and so fired up today. No caffeine required. I have not had caffeine in like almost a decade. And if I did, I don't even know what would happen. So, well, I do know what would happen. I would feel shitty and nervous and shaky and whatever. But the point is, I'm pumped up. I'm energized. I'm ready to go today. I hope I'm going to just share the energy with you right now because it's a great thing to spread the joy, the love, the energy in this time of year. But what we are talking about today is actually a question that maybe you listening right now asked me in my DMs of like, hey, how can I lengthen my luteal phase because it's short right now? So that is what we're going to be talking about. I did a post about this on Instagram and it got a lot of saves. So I'm like, okay, this is letting me know that this is something that people want to know more about. So we're bringing it to the podcast. So we're talking about three ways you can lengthen your luteal phase to reduce PMS, to increase your chances of getting and staying pregnant, to obviously support your health long term, because you know our luteal phase is so important. Our progesterone levels are so important. I talk about it all the time. So first, I'm going to give you like a little overview of what ideally your luteal phase should look like and how long it should be, and what like the benefits are of having a longer luteal phase, and then two reasons why if your luteal phase is short, what's going on, and then we're going to talk about three ways you could actually lengthen it, okay? Because you know we're all about the education first around here. I'm not just giving you tips. I want you to understand what is going on. Once a teacher, always a teacher. If you are new here, because I know there are a lot of listeners, I was actually a teacher for 9 years. I taught Spanish and ENL, mostly in the high school setting, but I taught every grade across the years I was teaching, and so educating you is really important to me. Obviously why I'm a podcast, but like that's also why the women that are in the Mind Your Hormones method and any clients I work with, they see really good results because it's not just about, and even you listening to this podcast, it's not just about the information you're receiving. It's about how it's being presented to you and how you actually understand enough to implement it. And that's why I'm really good at it because I was a teacher for so long. So anyway, that's a side tangent, but I know we have some new listeners here. So here we are. Anyway, okay. Three ways to lengthen your luteal phase to reduce PMS, increase your chance of getting pregnant, and staying pregnant. Ideally, first of all, your luteal phase is the phase that comes after ovulation. Okay, so we have our menstrual phase, we have our follicular phase, ovulation phase, luteal phase. So the luteal phase is after ovulation before you actually get your period. Ideally, you want your luteal phase to be between 11 and 14 days. Anything less than that means that you have low progesterone, which is so amazing. This is another reason why I'm so huge on you tracking your cycle, not with an app, not with LH strips, but with your cervical mucus and with your basal body temperature. I have an episode 123, teaching you how to do this. I also have a whole training on it, your fertile window. We'll put the information for that in the show notes, but I want you to be tracking your basal body temperature because it lets you know the length of your luteal phase, the exact length of it, lets you know if you have low progesterone, not only from the amount of days that you'll see on your basal body temperature, but also if your temperature isn't spiking, it's letting you know you're not ovulating. If it's generally you have chronically lower numbers like 95s or 96s, or it goes 96s to 97s, it's letting us know that your thyroid can be a little bit underactive. Like it gives you so much data. It's so important to not just go off of an app or LH strips or anything like that. But anyway, whole other tangent. Your luteal phase should be between 11 and 14 days. Okay. If it's less than that, your luteal phase is too short and that means you have low progesterone. You don't need a blood test to show you that. That is exactly what is happening. If you're tracking properly and you're seeing that your luteal phase is less than 11 days, your progesterone levels are too low, which means if you have low progesterone, that you are going to experience, or you can be experiencing a multitude of these things or all of these things, PMS, whether that looks like mood swings, bloating, water retention, heavier periods, spotting before your flow, like you having spotting, whether from right after you ovulate until you get your period, or you're spotting 2 days before, a week before, whatever it is, any type of spotting before your flow, difficulty getting and staying pregnant, all these things you could be experiencing if you have low progesterone levels. Because progesterone, when we're talking about from a fertility and pregnancy standpoint, is the hormone that is needed for the egg to actually implant and for your uterine lining to stay intact. So if we have low progesterone levels, the egg is not going to be able to actually implant in your uterus. And then you're also not going to be able to hold on and nurture that egg, and so that it stays, you know, intact the whole entire time. That's why you're experiencing spotting. If you do have spotting, you don't have enough progesterone to hold on to that uterine lining. So you're having some blood leak through. That's exactly what's happening, which is of course going to hinder your ability to get pregnant and then nourish and nurture that pregnancy all throughout. Okay. And also aside from, if you're like, oh, I don't really want to get pregnant right now or ever, totally cool. You still need progesterone. You still need to be ovulating because it's the hormone that supports your metabolism, your stress response, your thyroid, your bones, your hair, your skin, your nails. Helps reduce anxiety, helps reduce your risk of osteoporosis and heart disease and endometrial cancer in your menopausal years. Like, we need progesterone. We need progesterone. I will say it till the end of time. Okay. I wish I knew that when I was only ovulating 3 times a year for a decade, literally. And my gynecologist was like, that's totally fine. Major red flag. That is not fine. All my blood work was quote unquote normal. Not normal. Okay. 3 periods a year, not freaking normal. Newsflash. I did not know at the time. And then I didn't ovulate at all for a full 2 years. I wish I knew this because I'm actually predisposed to osteoporosis because my mom has it. My grandma had it. And I was not producing progesterone for pretty much my entire life until I was 28 when I regulated my period after that for 4 years, then got pregnant on the first try, all the things. Okay. So if you're in this space and you're like, yo, I'm not getting my period either. I'm not ovulating. What the fuck is going on? I got you. Okay. If I can go from literally never ovulating to ovulating regularly for 4 years and getting pregnant on the first try, having a beautiful pregnancy, rebalancing so amazing postpartum, and while having PCOS, like, I can help you get there. Okay. Anyway, so that is what's going on. Now, if your luteal phase is less than 11 days, there are 2 reasons why this is happening. Number one, your corpus luteum is not producing enough progesterone. If you're like, Corinne, what the hell is a corpus luteum? The corpus luteum is the leftover follicle that was burst and released the egg. And it, like, during ovulation, it turns into the corpus luteum. So during ovulation, you have a follicle, which is like a sac that holds the egg in it. Once you ovulate, that sac, that follicle bursts, the egg is released. And that leftover follicle is now something that's called the corpus luteum, that is what produces progesterone for us. So once that egg is released during ovulation, that leftover follicle becomes a corpus luteum. It produces progesterone. If you have low luteinizing hormone levels, LH levels, this can hinder your progesterone production. Okay. So that could be something that could be going on as well. If you have low LH, luteinizing hormone levels, this can be hindering not only you actually ovulating, but even if you do ovulate, it could be hindering how much progesterone that corpus luteum is actually producing. Okay. Cause you could be like, Corinne, I am ovulating. I'm confirming ovulation, but I'm spotting, but I'm not getting pregnant, but I can't hold on to a pregnancy, but I have PMS. This could be one of the reasons why, because your LH levels could be low and your corpus luteum is not actually producing enough progesterone. Okay. Again, this could look like spotting before your period, or your period coming 10 days or less after you actually ovulate. Okay. The second reason why you might have a luteal phase less than 11 days is that you are producing enough progesterone, right? Like, you're like, my LH levels are good. I'm ovulating, confirming ovulation. I'm producing enough progesterone, but you're actually not supporting your progesterone levels in your luteal phase. So it is causing them to decrease. So your body is using too much of the progesterone in your luteal phase to keep up with the stress that you're under from not making certain lifestyle adjustments once you're in the luteal phase. Because the luteal phase, when we have this progesterone production, it changes our metabolic rate, right? Progesterone increases our body temperature. That's why we know that we ovulate before tracking our BBT, because our metabolic rate increases. What also happens is your resting cortisol level is naturally higher and your blood sugar is naturally more dysregulated. So if you are not making specific changes in your lifestyle, in your nutrition during that luteal phase to support those changes, your body is going to use up too much of that progesterone, because your body uses progesterone to produce cortisol. So if your resting cortisol is naturally higher, so if you're jacking it up more and more and more from not, you know, managing stress properly, from over-exercising, from over-caffeinating, from under-eating in the luteal phase, from doing all of these things, then your body is chronically producing cortisol, because stress is not just like freaking out or you know, like being anxious about something, it's also nutrient deficiencies, not eating enough, chemicals coming into our experience, like all the over-exercising, all these things, right? They're stress on the body. So if we're doing too much of that, our body is continuously having to produce cortisol. It's, and we don't just have endless amounts of cortisol. Your body needs something to use it to produce it. So it is going to rob you of progesterone to produce more cortisol, which is lowering your progesterone level, which could be causing your luteophase to be too short, causing you to have fertility struggles, holding on to a pregnancy problems, PMS, all these things, okay? All right, now this goes without saying, but I'm gonna say it because maybe you're new here, maybe you haven't heard me talk about it, but if you are someone who's listening to this because you want to increase your chances of getting pregnant or staying pregnant, a high quality prenatal is obviously a non-negotiable. And if you know me, you know that I'm extremely particular about the stuff I put in my body, about the supplements that I take, about the supplements I recommend, about the brands that I support. Like, I am a stickler, okay? So if I'm recommending a supplement or anything, you know I vetted it. You know that shit is top tier, high freaking quality. Otherwise, I would not be using it and I would for sure not be recommending it to you. But needed brand for their prenatals. They also have omegas, they have choline, they have iron, they have sperm support, they have egg quality support. Like, their brand is so freaking amazing. The amount of research that they do, the practitioners they have on their team, like the education that they are putting out there, the empowerment for women. Like, I'm obsessed with their brand in general, but I'm also obsessed with how amazing their prenatal helps me feel. Like, the amount of energy that I have right now, I'm getting more sleep than I ever have since having Madison. But even when the sleep was questionable, I still felt like a good amount of energy throughout the day. And I know it's because of my prenatal, which I am still taking. I'm 6 months postpartum right now, and I am still taking because I am breastfeeding. So if you are wanting to conceive even in a year or less, or you're currently trying to conceive, or you're pregnant, or you're postpartum and you're still breastfeeding, needed prenatal is the one to go do. Even if you're on another one right now, make the freaking switch, okay? Even if you're on, like, I actually did a whole podcast on Ritual because I'm like, that shit has real good marketing and it's complete garbage, okay? Don't fall prey to good marketing, okay? You want to make sure that you know what's in your prenatal, that you know it's actually giving you exactly what you need. And Neededs is that one for you. I did the work for you. Just trust me. Yes, it is 8 capsules. Some people are like, oh, look, Corinne, it's so many capsules. You could take the powder version as well. And also, we need a lot of capsules for a prenatal to get the amount of nutrients that we need, okay? So if you want to get the prenatal, it's 4 capsules in the morning with food, 4 capsules in the afternoon, or you could do the powder. One scoop in the morning, one scoop in the afternoon. This is going to support your progesterone levels because there are B vitamins in there, specifically B6, that actually help support your progesterone. So it's going to help lengthen your luteal phase. It's going to help support your pregnancy, your ovulation, literally all of it. It is a must. Go to thisisneeded.com. Use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout for a discount. If you have any questions at all, please let me know. I get messages so often now of like, oh my God, I switched my prenatal and holy shit, it's so good. I have so much more energy. I literally feel the difference. Like, I was taking one before that I thought was good, but damn, this is better. Like, it is amazing. Okay, so go check it out. Thank me later or thank me now. Come DM me. I cannot wait for you to try this one. You're gonna be obsessed. So 3 things that you can do to actually lengthen your luteal phase. And obviously at the root of it, what we're doing is supporting your ovulation, supporting your progesterone levels, and just supporting your cycle and your fertility so that the result is a longer luteal phase and supporting progesterone. Because again, I do not spot treat. I do not say like, okay, this is how we increase progesterone. This is how we decrease estrogen. This is how we increase testosterone or lower testosterone. Like, you can't spot treat like that. Everything in your body is connected. What we have to do is get down to the major functions of our body that actually, just when we support them, like our blood sugar, our nervous system, our gut, our liver, our nutrient deficiencies, hence every single module in the Mind Your Hormones method. When we go through those areas, healthy hormones, a strong luteal phase, strong ovulation, pregnancy, all of this is a natural byproduct, okay? So 3 things that we are gonna do that will cause your luteal phase to be lengthened, right? Because we're addressing the root of it. Number one, I want you to add in an extra snack in your luteal phase. Like I said, progesterone increases your metabolic rate, which means you are naturally burning more calories, which is why you're naturally hungrier in your luteal phase. If you are cognizant of what phase you're in, you are going to notice that you are more hungry in your luteal phase. That is not by whim. If you're like, oh my God, I like ate X, Y, and Z for breakfast the other day, and now I'm eating it, but I'm famished after. It's because you're in your luteal phase and you're naturally burning more calories. Okay. Obviously there's different things going on. It could be affected by your sleep, by how much you're exercising, all that stuff. But for a simple purposes of what we're talking about today, we're talking about how you need to be eating more denser foods and possibly definitely adding in another snack in your luteal phase to support your metabolic rate. And if you're like, oh, but I don't want to gain weight. If you don't do this, you're going to negatively impact your blood sugar and you're going to increase your cortisol levels because it's going to be a stress on the body. What happens is if our cortisol levels are chronically high, it causes you to store your food as fat instead of burn it as energy, which then causes you to gain weight. Because if your body is under stress, which it is, if you are not eating properly in your luteal phase and you're not eating to support your new metabolic rate, then your body is like, whatever it intakes, it's like, oh, I gotta hold on to it because I'm in a stress state. I'm just holding on to everything that comes in instead of using it for energy. And also because your blood sugar is more dysregulated, if we are skipping food and not eating enough, our blood sugar will be more out of whack, which is insulin is a top tier hormone. So if our blood sugar is out of whack, it's going to negatively impact every other hormone in your body, your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, your thyroid hormones, all of it, which is why if you are someone who has really a hard time maintaining a healthy weight, losing weight, whatever it is weight-wise, which I don't talk about a lot, but if that is you, you 100% have blood sugar dysregulation. Like that is definitely something that's going on. So sometimes we think, oh, I don't want to eat more because it'll gain weight. Sometimes that's exactly what your body needs, right? So we have to add in another snack, okay? What I want you to do is download my free training, how to create hormone balanced meals, so you know how to balance your blood sugar and how to have blood sugar balancing snacks as well, because it's really important to balance your blood sugar all the freaking time. I'm actually doing a whole brand new masterclass on this in January that I'm super excited about. The information for that will be in the show notes as well, but I have a free training just basically teaching you how to create hormone balanced meals. In the masterclass, we're going obviously way deeper in it. But if you want access to that free training, the link will be in the show notes, because we need to know how to balance our blood sugar by creating hormone balanced meals. It is a non-negotiable. That is like the first step to it, but it's a major step. So I want you to do that and add in an extra snack in your luteal phase, so you're not going more than like 3.5 hours between meals in that luteal phase. And it's going to support your lengthening that luteal phase and supporting your progesterone levels. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is cutting the caffeine, and number three is cutting the cardio. Yes, I'm serious. No, I'm not like, okay, have it less. Like, you could do that to start, but what I want you to do, if you are serious about lengthening your luteal phase, if you really want to get pregnant, you really want to hold on to a pregnancy, you really want your PMS to go away, the caffeine and the cardio have got to go in the luteal phase. Like, that is what it is, especially in the luteal phase. Obviously, I would love for that to be all the time. Not so much the cardio. You could do some cardio depending on your hormone levels in your follicular phase, depending on where you're at with your PCOS, possibly with thyroid issues, hypothyroidism. Cardio might not be at all for you. That's a whole nother conversation. But especially in your luteal phase, like I said, your resting cortisol is naturally higher. So you do not want to add more fuel to the fire with caffeine. That obviously increases your cortisol level. It dysregulates your blood sugar as well. Two things we do not need in our luteal phase. If you're like, but Corinne, I have my warm lemon water first, or but I have my blood sugar balanced meal first, and then I have coffee. That could be okay in your follicular and ovulatory phase, pending on your situation. It might also not be okay, but pending your situation. But in the luteal phase, even if you're having it after a blood sugar balanced meal, even if you're having your warm lemon water, whatever it is, it's still not going to support your luteal phase. If you have a luteal phase less than 11 days and you want that to increase because you want to change your current circumstances, it has to go, okay? Same thing for cardio. It's gotta go in the luteal phase. We cannot be adding more fuel to the fire and adding more stress to our body and shortening that luteal phase and using more of the progesterone levels, which is what I explained before. Your body uses progesterone to produce more cortisol. Higher cortisol equals lower progesterone. Higher cortisol equals more fat gain. Higher cortisol equals lower fertility. Like, we need to be conscious of this, and cutting out the caffeine and cutting out the cardio are two things that are so necessary in your luteal phase. I am not like someone who's like, okay, do it once in a while. It's an all or nothing thing for me. If you really want to see change, right? If you're like, well, I'm doing it sometimes right now. Okay. Are you getting the result that you actually want to get? Which I'm assuming you're not if you're listening to this. So if what you're doing right now is not getting you where you want to go, then you have to do something different, right? And this could be something, not could, this is something that's going to support you so freaking much. It's going to be a game changer. Okay. Now, what I have an alternative for you, because because a lot of my clients come to me with coffee issues. They're like, Corinne, I love my coffee. What am I going to do? But I'm committed. Okay. Because everyone who works with me is like, I'm ready. Just tell me what to freaking do. And I'm going to do it. Try Purity Coffee. It's an organic brand because first of all, coffee in general is loaded with toxins. Loaded. We need to make sure we're having organic whenever you are having it, if you're having it. But Purity Coffee has an organic calm decaf blend. Okay. They also have organic coffee, like regular caffeinated, but obviously right now we're talking about decaf. Okay. And they sent me it because I was like, okay, if I like want to recommend this to my clients, I want to make sure it's like actually something that will support them. I have not had coffee since 2016, literally not even a sip. When I got this blend in the mail, I'm not kidding. It smells like straight coffee, like straight coffee beans. Like it's insane. And it's such high quality. It's organic. There are no chemicals in it. It's decaf. It's a calm blend. Like if you want to feel like you're having your morning coffee, you want to taste like you're having your morning coffee, this is what you need to get. Purity Coffee. I'll put the link for them below. You could check out their website. Obviously I got you a code. If I'm like, okay, I want to support my girls, like give me a code for them. Code Corinne. You could save 20% off. Highly recommend if you're a coffee fiend and you're like, I need to cut it, but I want that taste. This is your go-to. Okay. So those are the steps for you to lengthen your luteal phase. Please let me know what you thought of this episode. I'm so excited for you to make these changes, to have a longer luteal phase. Not only is it going to give you the result that you want with your fertility, but it's also going to support you mentally, physically, emotionally, less PMS, like more medical, like all the things. Okay. The free training is in the show notes for you. So you could get access to that. If you want to come to the Balance Your Blood Sugar Masterclass, oh my God, it's going to be so freaking good. The link for that is also in the show notes. Obviously, if you want it all and you're like, Corinne, I'm done doing the shit on my own. I want my step-by-step roadmap. I want you to just tell me what the frig to do. I want your method so that I can get pregnant, so that I can get that positive pregnancy test, so that I can have an amazing pregnancy, so I can rebalance postpartum, so I can get my period again, so I can have no pain, like whatever the frig it is. The Mind Your Hormones method is always here for you. The link for that will also be in the show notes. Okay. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. If you are listening to this in real time, I am doing a live podcast tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow, December 13th. I'm so excited. I obviously love podcasting. We're up to like 300 something episodes. Don't even know how many, almost 400 at this point. I'm obsessed with it. I love talking to you, but I can't see you. So I want to do something live where I can see you in person. I'm going to just be recording an episode like I just did, but at the end, I'm going to be able to answer your questions, which is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. So like any questions that you're like, after listening to this episode, you're like, oh, I had a question about this, you'll be able to ask it live on the show tomorrow. So if you are happening to listen to this in real time, I'll put the link below for that. But also I'm going to be doing this more often because I think it's going to be so fun. So if you want access to that, like to know when more upcoming ones are coming, join our podcast Facebook group, which I'll put in the show notes too. So you can get, you know, information about when I'm doing more of these. It's going to be so fun. And it's obviously free. Like that's goes without saying, but I'm so excited. I love you so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.